This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. You will not be seeing the new film Cavite at the Multiplex just yet, but here is a hot cultural tip from Day to Day. It's coming to a theater somewhere near you someday. Go see it. This is a thriller that really does thrill and on an impossibly small budget. Here's the pitch. A young Filipino-American travels to Manila, finds that terrorists have kidnapped his mother and sister and will kill them unless he follows their demands.
Thursday night, about 30 hooded gunmen stormed two villages in Lamitan town. They took 21 people hostage.
Aspiring directors of independent films like Cavite try to get indie film guru John Pearson to watch what they've got. He was the first to notice directors like Spike Lee, Michael Moore, and Kevin Smith. For the last year, and for the first time in his career, John Pearson has been teaching at the University of Texas at Austin. After he saw Cavite, he proposed a project to his class. Take his role. Find this film a distributor. Create buzz. I spoke with John Pearson and one of these students, Brian Clark, who said the first hurdle was to convince the other students. Here's John Pearson first.
This still tickles me to think about because film students can be kind of nasty towards other films. This class got to take the film and show it to a bigger producing class that I teach that has about 75 people as a kind of in-house market research screening. And there's a lot of people really critical about this or that, and some you had to ignore, but some was really well taken. I don't know. What do you remember about that day, Brian?
I remember that we invited people to stay after, and staying after was a little rough because only the people who really hated the film stayed. And so there'd be two people who would maybe try to defend it, but then just like five people would jump on them and talk about things they didn't like.
So once the class had bought into Cavite, the next thing was to sell the movie to independent film distribution companies, and they began at Austin's film festival called South by Southwest. To get everybody interested, Brian and his fellow students used a little promotional gimmick.
In the film, there's a moment where he finds a cigarette pack with a finger of what is supposedly his sister that the terrorists have kidnapped. And so we got a lot of empty cigarette packs, and we were lucky because American Spirit was a sponsor of South by Southwest, so that paid off really well. And so we got a lot of cigarette packs and put fingers in them with bloody tissue, Cavite stickers, and so all the distributors and press got one of those to remember the film by.
Just in terms of the class project, what have you learned from this, and what are you still trying to do?
I don't know. It's not like as simple as like drawing up this big master business plan. It's just a lot of little loose ends and phone calls and emails to try and build up hype for this film and try to get people interested and in turn distributors interested in this film. I mean, it's a lot like just a lot of other things I've done for school. Like, I guess when I was like a president of a club or like even making a movie, just like all these little loose ends. And I guess I feel a lot more, I guess, comfortable with the process and how it works. And it seems almost more achievable to me.
Another thing I just wanted to say about the class is that the semester ended 6 weeks ago, and half the class on their own dime has come here to Los Angeles from Texas to continue, you know, to be involved with the film. And even though it should be an ongoing process now where fall semester's class should pick up the baton and run with it, I think these guys are going to have a hard time letting go, except for the ones who graduated, because it's really been fun.
Independent film guru John Pearson and film student Brian Clark from the University of Texas at Austin. Tomorrow, I'll speak with one of the two directors of the film Cavite.